Good morning. A weak disturbance combining with some lake effect snow showers last night coated the ground across parts of interior New York and New England. The lake effect snows fell fast and furious out in the Tug Hill Plateau and western Mohawk Valley, where snowfall was measured in feet over the last 24 hours. Most of the action has diminished considerably early this morning. Still windy and cold behind that disturbance, with winds at times gusting over 15 to 20 miles per hour and temperatures mainly down in the teens to start the day today. With that northwesterly wind flow increasing, we'll have a renewed round of lake effect snow, and especially across the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley, we could see several more inches by the time the day is out. Most of the rest of interior New York and New England will have in and out sunshine and just a few scattered flurries and snow showers, with temperatures only making it into the upper teens and lower 20s for afternoon highs. As the winds pick up and become gusty tonight, more lake effect snow showers and squalls, temperatures again on the cold side and only in the lower teens for overnight lows. We'll get back to the mid-20s tomorrow with in-and-out sunshine. Again, lake effect snow showers and squalls will be possible, especially downwind of Lake Ontario, but even further downstream into the greater Capital District, perhaps even into parts of New England. But generally quiet to round out the work week. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a low-pressure wave will emerge through the Ohio Valley and work its way into the colder air on Saturday. Clouds will increase and thicken, and snow will break out first in the Catskills and Mohawk Valley by the middle part of the day, then the rest of the region through the evening. It'll snow steadily through Saturday night and into Sunday morning. Temperatures on Saturday will only make it into the mid-20s. Most of us will wake up with at least a few inches of snow on the ground on Sunday morning, and we'll add to that before the snow diminishes during the day. It'll be breezy with increasing sunshine and highs around 30. Generally quiet to start next week, with highs starting in the 20s on Monday and rising into the lower 30s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings were taken down for this morning, downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. However, new warnings have already been issued for the next round of lake effect snow, which will begin later today and continue into tomorrow. Another 1 to 2 feet of snow will fall in locations that already picked up a foot or more of snow through the midweek period. And wind chill advisories and warnings remain in effect for the upper Midwest. Wind chill values will be as low as 20 to 30 below in areas including Chicago and Minneapolis. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile of visibility with light snow, fog, and blowing snow, a temperature of 18 below zero, and a west-northwest wind at 70 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 17 degrees, the dew point 6, 62% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.28 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Naples and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 31 below zero at Fauston and Orr, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 20s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 31 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 25, that's 5 degrees below normal. 0.03 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday that fell in the form of snow, which totaled 1.1 inches. For the month now, 2.4 inches of snow, which is 1.5 inches below normal. 4.5 inches of snow for the season so far, which is 2.2 inches below normal. There were 40 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 358, that's 4 heating degree days below normal, and 1,728 for the season, which is 38 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 23, the record high, 62, set in 1979, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning is at 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers, especially closer to Lake Ontario today. Highs in the teens. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, with lows staying in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the middle 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls redeveloping downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers and squalls tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with snow developing during the afternoon on Saturday, lower to mid-20s. Snow Saturday night and Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy Sunday afternoon, highs around 30. A mix of sun and clouds in the 20s on Monday. Mostly cloudy with snow showers on Tuesday in the lower 30s, and right around 30 with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.